A new toolbox is evolving in mainstream health. It now holds eating for wellness, mindfulness, listening to your gut, yoga, meditation, affirmations, all in the name of self-healing. Well, one master of this mix is Louise Hay. She's been practicing and teaching self-healing for decades. With over 50 publications in print, Louise took a different turn with her latest book. She teamed with two cohorts to talk about food. The book is Loving Yourself to Great Health, Thoughts and Food, the Ultimate Diet. Louise Hay and her co-author, Heather Dane, join us. Welcome, you two. Good to have you with us.
We are delighted to be here.
Thank you, Lynn.
Well, Louise, big statement in this book, The Ultimate Diet. Now, from what you three lay out, the diet is really just a part of an entire process.
Well, isn't everything in life a part of a process, you know? And choosing your food that really supports you and helps your health, that's part of a very good process.
One of the things you, of course, have become very known for, and you talk about in the book, is learning to love yourself.
Oh, good heavens, that's the most important thing in the world.
How did you come to this, though? Because this is not something that's easy or you just, you know, turn over one day and say, oh, I love myself, and all else will follow.
You know, it was living life and learning experiences and, you know, becoming aware that the thoughts you think and the words you speak really have an enormous amount to do with how you live your life. If you think worry thoughts all your life, you will be worried and miserable. It's not a joyous person. You can't be a joyous person. But when you become aware of the process, then you can start to guide the process.
Mm-hmm. Heather, how did you come to this? What was your path?
Well, I actually had depression, and I also had very bad digestive issues growing up from the time I was 10 years old. Mm-hmm. I never really felt well after I ate. And it was probably a good thing that I didn't feel well, because that's what got me on the path to looking for better answers. I studied Louise's work, and I studied and researched the science behind digestive health and mm-hmm. emotional health. And I wanted my food to taste good.
Yeah.
So I started to learn how to cook and to pick better ingredients. And what I came to realize is that when you make food a sensory experience and you bring your body back into it, it makes a huge difference. And to experience the joy of food has a connection to your mind. And we know this from science. Science now tells us that when you eat, you're feeding a team of bacteria in your body. And if you feed them well, the bacteria in your body stay in harmony. And there's a 24/7 connection from your digestive system to your brain. So there's a really good reason to pick better ingredients.
I think it's difficult for us to make that connection between the things that will really give us a sense of inner happiness, contentment, well-being, and what we eat. It's sometimes a hard struggle. How do you deal with that?
Well, you know, sometimes when you hear something brand new, you go, oh, rubbish, that's nonsense. And you don't even give it a chance. But other times you hear something brand new and you think, oh, is that possible? Mm-hmm. And you will explore. So it depends on how you approach it. But I've always said that resistance is the first step towards learning.
Mm-hmm.
You could say the affirmation, you know, this is something I can do. It's easy if I take it step by step. Let's see what the first step is.
Uh-huh.
Now, I will say that in my own evolution of changing my diet, taste buds do change. And as your digestive system heals, your taste buds start asking for the foods that you need. So I would say to really connect to your body. And as you eat, notice how the food is affecting you, even if you're making no changes in your diet to begin with.
Mm.
And we forget this process. It used to be back in the way back with our ancestors when they were tribal people. They didn't know what food was safe to eat, so they would taste it. And they would have this experience of knowing what foods worked for them. And we've kind of lost this process because food isn't dangerous for us anymore. So we just eat what is there or what's easy for us.
Right.
But if we go back to feeling into the body and really listening to the body, we can find out, did this feel good in my body? Do I feel satisfied? A couple of hours later, do I still have energy? Do I have any symptoms? Am I having a headache? Do I feel shaky? Mm-hmm. Am I calm or am I feeling a little nervous? Looking for symptoms, both emotional and physical. And even writing them down. You know, one of the things we talk about is doing a food diary. And just writing down for an entire week or two what you ate and then how you feel.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mentioned your names to two of my friends and their eyes lit up, first of all. You know, it was, really? You're going to talk to them? This is fabulous. And the next words that came out of their mouths in unison was bone broth.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Tell me about bone broth.
Well, bone broth is wonderful because it heals and seals the digestive system. Basically, what it is you take some bones. Let's say you've just finished a chicken.
Right.
And now you've got the carcass left of the chicken. And most people will just throw that in the garbage. But instead of doing that, you can now put it into a stock pot or a crock pot, cover it up with water. And if you have ends of vegetables, skins of onions, eggshells, things like that that you've been saving, you can throw that in. You bring you add a little apple cider vinegar.
Bring out the calcium.
Exactly.
Oh, is that what the apple cider vinegar does?
It pulls all the minerals out of the bones, exactly. And, you know, what I love what Louise does is if you go into her freezer, you open the door, and inside one of the bins, she has a bag, and she throws all her scraps throughout the week. So all the things we used to throw away, the mm-hmm. ends of carrots, you know, mm-hmm. all the different pieces
onion peels, everything.
Yeah. And when she's ready to make bone broth, she just takes the bones and takes all the scraps of vegetables and puts it into the stock pot, covers it with water, adds the apple cider vinegar, brings it to a boil.
And then bring it very low, and I cook it for at least 24 hours. And the longer you cook it, the better you are getting all the minerals out of the bones and the vegetables. And then when that is strained, you have fantastic broth to work with. And
right.
I also have this thing of if I cook a vegetable in the broth, I might take the vegetable out, eat it, but keep the broth. And the next time I cook another vegetable, I put that vegetable in the broth.
And it makes the bone broth better.
Yes. Absolutely. You're constantly nourishing yourself. I love you, darling. Here, have this to eat.
Heather, Louise, thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, we've had so much fun.
Thank you, Lynn.
It's been fun for me, too. Thank you.
All right.
Louise Hay and Heather Dane with Alea Cadreau are authors of Loving Yourself to Great Health. And they left us with that recipe for bone broth. It's at splendidtable.org.